Hello, and welcome back to the Say Hello to Mrs. O blog audio series on burnout as a caregiver, specifically a mother. In this installment, I'll be recapping my conversation with Erica Sutton Butler, LCSW, psychotherapist, and CEO and owner of Her Healing Space Counseling Services, where she provides individual therapy to moms, teenagers, and women in Texas and Oklahoma. Erica really helped me unpack the difference between those everyday stresses we all experience as parents and something much more serious, true burnout. On recognizing everyday stress versus true burnout, she explained that everyday stress is a normal, temporary response to specific situations, like a work deadline or your child having a meltdown at the grocery store. It's short term. Once the situation passes, you can usually take a deep breath and move on. Parenting stress is often like this. It ebbs and flows. But burnout is different. Parental burnout is a chronic state of mental, emotional, and physical exhaustion that comes from prolonged stress with no real recovery. If you've been feeling persistently overwhelmed, joyless, depleted, hopeless, or even resentful for weeks or months, that's more than stress. That's burnout. And it's your body and mind waving a giant red flag. On early signs of emotional fatigue, Erica shared some red flags that many parents, especially moms, tend to ignore. Constant irritability, snapping over small things, feeling like you're always running on empty, mentally checking out during family time, forgetting things or struggling to concentrate, criticizing yourself constantly, comparing your parenting to someone else's. For instance, someone else may have 5 kids and you only have 1, so you may feel inadequate or like you don't measure up to them. Sometimes things like being forgetful or struggling to concentrate can be mistaken for ADHD, or our irritability can be brushed off as hormones or just having a bad day. But it can be more than that. She also noted that in the Black community, moms often muscle through, but this can come at a cost. Resentment can creep in, isolation can deepen, and we can start to feel like no one truly understands. When it comes to running on empty and not seeing a way to slow down, Erica's advice, first acknowledge your reality without shame. You're not failing, you're human, and you matter. Your needs matter, and you have to show up for you. She suggested pausing to ask ourselves, what truly needs to be done today? What can wait? What can I let go of just for now? Remind yourself that you cannot do it all, and that's okay. Sometimes survival is enough. And this is a big one. Delegate and ask for what you need. Sometimes we don't have because we don't ask. We assume it's an inconvenience. We assume the person will say no. We assume it's ours to carry alone. When asking, be specific. Maybe it's, can you take the kids for 30 minutes so I can nap? Or can we order dinner tonight because I'm too tired to cook? Don't just ask for help. Ask for support. When discussing self-care for parents who feel they have no time for self-care, Erica reminded me that self-care doesn't have to mean a full spa day. It can be micro recharges, such as a quiet cup of coffee in the morning, a 10-minute walk alone, taking a moment to breathe before re-entering the chaos of it all. It's about reconnecting with what fuels you, even in small doses. On therapy and support groups for caregivers who feel isolated and unsupported, Erica stressed that therapy and support groups can be lifelines, offering a safe, non-judgmental space to be heard, validated, and understood, even when expressing what can be perceived as ugly feelings. You know, those harsh truths we hold deep inside, despite how much we love our kids. These spaces can help parents learn new tools to cope, improve their communication, self-esteem, and self-efficacy. It also helps them gain perspective and break the cycle of isolation. and for moms especially, modeling that we value our mental health, plant seeds for our children to do the same. On breaking the myth that good parenting means doing it all alone, Erica left me with one of her favorite quotes, "Starve the lie, feed the truth." The lie is that a good mother is constantly available, never needs help, and sacrifices everything for their children. The truth is that good parenting thrives in community, with realistic expectations, support systems, and a commitment to our own mental health. She encourages parents to challenge the myths and self-judgment that fuel guilt and to seek or create a safe support network, whether through family, friends, therapy, or groups. Erica dropped so many gems, and I am so grateful she took the time to speak with me on this very important topic. For more information on Erica and the great work she is doing for women, follow her on Instagram at herhealingspace.pllc or visit her website, www.herhealingspacetx.com. Thank you so much for listening. Join me next time for the final installment in this series, where I'll recap my conversation with Jamie Harry, LCSW, and Duke Certified Integrated Health and Wellness Coach. Until next time, XOXO, Mrs. O.